Good afternoon, everyone. Just recently, someone asked me a question. He said, "How come I'm not thinking? You know, I need to work, I need to plan. You know, I can't, you know, not to think." So I said, "When you meditate, you don't think. I mean, even though I said you don't think, doesn't mean that you try to prevent thinking and you try to, you know, we don't not to try to prevent what's happening. And of course, in your daily life, you need to plan, you need to think, isn't it?" I said, "Thinking is not a crime. It's not that it's not think all thinking is bad. You have to live a life. Even I said, as a monastic like us, also we have to think like our building project. We cannot just sit there and then." Things will happen by itself. It won't happen by itself, you know. You still, to a certain extent, we still, but only thing that we be, when we are more mindful and we have the awareness, sometimes we be able to aware some of the thinking that, like, worrying, thinking about what is going to happen, that leads you to negative emotion. And then we don't follow that. But doesn't mean that all thinking is bad, like we shouldn't think. And we practice is not like a living corpse, like that, you know, like a robot, you don't think. You know? I said, you can't do that. I said, you cannot always, in your, you live your life, you know, and then you meditate all the time, closing your eye, you walk, and then you hit into a car. I said, you can't do that, you know. I mean, that is only when you are in retreat, when you meditate, we do walking meditation, we fully aware, you know, our bodily movement, our foot lifting and things like that. But you can't do it outside while you're outside world, you know. But you have that clear comprehension. You have that kind. It's also a mindfulness, but it's different level of mindfulness. But when you're in retreat, you're more mindfulness that you develop your mind, you cultivate your mind into more the kind of become the mind become more still. It's not that you can't think at all. I mean, you have to plan, isn't it? You have to think how to do it, how, you know, this is part of life, you know. You still have to live. So I said, it's not that you cannot think, and thinking itself is not that it's bad. And another frequent asked question, people say, "Oh, I have lots of anger. Shall I do metta?" I said, if you come with that kind of attitude, that kind of mentality, you already have the kind of mentality of, like, "I don't like it. I don't like my anger. So I want to do something. I want to do this meditation in order to get rid of this." But if you do that, you come from rejection, resisting. So meditation is not about, you know, try to make things happen or try to cause things happen or try to reject, resist that, "Oh, this is unpleasant. I don't like it." So most people, when they meditate, they normally get caught in this, the first hindrances that is a craving. So when people have good meditation, you crave, isn't it? And then next time you try to make it happen, and I can guarantee you it's never happen. And then when it's unpleasant, then we try to do all sorts of things to try to stop it. But rather than actually to have the right attitude is not what kind of technique, what kind of meditation. If you come with the wrong attitude, the wrong understanding, whatever meditation you do is not going to really work at all. Because if you come, you know, it's okay. If you like to do metta, fine. But if you think that you do metta to try to get rid of your anger, it doesn't work. So meditation is not about, you know, getting rid of things or just want things that happen your way, you know, or things that is pleasant. And we always get caught when pleasant, they said when pleasant feelings arise, when we experience pleasant feelings, and we crave for that. That is a craving, greed, you know. And then the one when there is unpleasant, that kind of we have that resistance, you know, "I don't like this, I don't want this." That is ill will, aversion. And sometimes we, in denying some of the unpleasant feelings, we don't want to know that, we don't want to experience that, we try to push it away as if that is not there. So that is delusion. And this is not about meditation, it's about aware of what's happening, understand the nature of all phenomena have their own nature, its own nature. So to be able to have the unreactive awareness, knowing what is happening, is important. what you aware, the mind is aware of, is more important. It's not so much of the object. It's just the object is just give you that anchor point that you have something to focus. But do you aware of that? Do you aware what happening in this moment? So we always get caught, like especially the first one is the first interest is desire, craving. And then normally that will lead to ill will. You know, sometimes that, you know, because the craving come from you want to be more peaceful, you want to experience more, and sometimes it's not content, you know. And this is one of the frequent asked questions. Oh, when I'm peaceful, so what next thing I need to do? You don't need to do anything. It's happened by itself. And then when you have this craving, actually your mind, whenever that's why thinking is also use up lots of mental energy. Thinking itself is also doing, the mind doing. Like sometimes when you said we are not doing anything, yes, physically not doing anything doesn't mean that you're not doing anything. Your mind is doing, you're thinking about it, worrying about things, and that use up lots of mental energy as well. So your mind is not focused. Your mind is very difficult to be still. So that's why you have this slot on top, because your energy is, you don't have, the energy is low, your mental energy, because of the craving itself is that excitement, that one thing, the mind is moving. When the mind is moving, you use up lots of mental energy, and the ego will itself also use up mental energy. Then that's why you're slot on top, your mind is just, and you have no energy. The mind is not, when you have no energy, your mind is not bright, you're not alert. So it's very difficult to be, you don't have the clarity. And then you have this, your mind becomes restless. And then you started to have doubt, you know, thinking that, oh, why? You know, I cannot focus, I cannot meditate, this must be, you know, I'm doing it wrong, you know. And then you have doubt. And this is the five hindrances that really stop you from being peaceful and calm and still. That's a, this is the, especially the first two, because of our craving. We always, you know, we always crave for pleasant feelings, and then we don't want to experience unpleasant, but the right attitude is that we just acknowledge whatever arises in this moment, especially we don't try to get rid of thinking or try to prevent the mind from thinking. When thinking arises that moment, you're just aware and know that thinking is there. Just aware and notice whatever happening in this moment is important. What your mind being aware in this moment is important. It's not the object is a problem. That's why sometimes we think that maybe the object is a problem. Then we try very hard. Then we think that, oh, maybe I should do anapanasati, doesn't work. Okay, maybe I do metta, doesn't work. Then I do loving kindness doesn't work. Then I go back to breath meditation. And then we try so hard. I can tell you, the harder you try, it's all the doing. Then your mind, very difficult to become peaceful. Actually, just stay to understand that it's no problem. Just be peaceful and not try to make things happen or prevent things happen or try to stop things happen. Just be aware. It's okay. If you are thinking, it's fine. You just know that the thinking is there. Just let it be. Just recognize and acknowledge and make peace with that. Learn to make peace with whatever happening in this moment and not try to control and try to make things happen the way you want it. And especially with unpleasant feelings, we tend to have that ill will towards that. And when you have ill will towards that, it's very difficult. The first hindrances is the most difficult to eliminate, because whenever you still have the sense of self, the controlling is still there, the craving is there, that then your mind is moved. So that's why the only way that you know that is the mind become peaceful is just let, it's come from letting go. It's not come from controlling. It's just letting things be. Whatever thing happen, letting go doesn't mean that you try to get rid of things. Letting go, you just allow things be. Allow whatever happen, you just observe. Just that observe and aware of what is happening right in right this moment. And just to know, is what you being aware of is the awareness is really matter, is important. Your the mind being aware is not the object, but most people focus on the object. What kind of technique, what kind of meditation object I should practice, I should meditate on. That is not important. That is most important thing is your attitude, you know, that not to try to make things happen and try to get rid of things. So when we meditate, it's not to try to prevent thinking. It's okay. Sometimes thinking arises, okay. You just recognize that, okay, thinking is that. Acknowledge that and make peace with that. And then you let it be. And then slowly your mind naturally become peaceful and calm. Because the more you try to fight, the more you try to control, you make your mind is more very difficult to become peaceful and still. Because the mind is moving, the doing itself, the thinking itself is doing. That's why, yes, when you meditate, yeah. You don't try to not to think. When thinking is there, knowing thinking is there. Thinking is not there, knowing thinking is not there. When it's pleasant, we know that it's pleasant. And unpleasant, we know that it's unpleasant. If agitation is there, we know that it's agitate. I have agitation. I feel irritated. I feel really hot. I have the discomfort because I'm sweating this moment. Oh, yeah, it's there. You just know that it's there. You just let it be. Actually, you just eventually, even though you're sweaty and you're so hot, you still be able to pick up, you still be able to focus on your meditation object, focus on your breath, and you still can meditate. Because actually sometimes thinking about it is a problem. You're thinking about, oh, I'm so heaty. I can tell you, I'm sitting here, I'm really sweating. I'm sweating. I used to, when I was in Thailand, I really sweat. Then I just know that, yeah, it's discomfort is there. You know, then I don't add on. I'm not thinking about the discomfort. I'm not thinking I don't like it. This is terrible. I just, okay. Yeah, discomfort is heat, is hot. Yes, that discomfort is there. And then I just allowed it be, allowed whatever that I experience in that moment, whatever feelings I have in that moment, you know, that I experience, I let it be. I'm not trying to control, I'm not to try to get it, or try to make myself more comfortable. And then if you try to do that, your mind will never become peaceful. Imagine, isn't it? Sometimes you sit there, oh, I'm hot, okay, maybe I have to think, what should I do in order that I don't sweat, in order that I don't feel the heat. Then you'll be so busy to try to make yourself so comfortable. Then you say, oh, eventually when I'm comfortable enough, oh, so that I can meditate. Then you are busy for a whole hour. You try to make your body comfortable. But actually, it's okay. And then this is how you learn that actually it's fine. You know, in the monastery, our office, we have aircon. I hardly turn aircon on. You ask Wempa Chotika, I don't. I just okay. I just sweat. It's just sweat. Because you learn to just, you know, to accept that it's okay. But we don't make it a problem. Then rather than you just being aware of how you feel and just being, go through the bodily, mind and bodily process and just being aware of the whole process rather than to try to control and try to get rid of things and try to make things happen. And then your mind will be very busy. And then after that, before you start meditate, you're already very tired because of use up lots of mental energy. So just even if weather hot like that, you still can meditate. You know, so okay, just make peace with that. Make peace with the heat. Yes, I'm hot, fine. You know. So don't try to, meditation is not try to prevent things happen or try to get rid of things or try to make things happen or stopping things happen. It's just being aware of what's happening in this moment. So we can start meditating now, our meditation section. Okay. So we just begin our meditation by bringing your awareness to your body and try to relax your body. Just spend a few moments just fully aware your bodily feelings, sensation, whether it is hot or there's any discomfort or being sweaty, and just being aware and just notice exactly as it is. And just relax. Relax your body. By relaxing your body, it helps to calm your body. When your body is calm, you feel the coolness in your body. Calming down your body is help to cool down your body. Just relax. Relax every single part of your body. Just try to relax. When your body becomes calm, you bring your awareness to your breathing with full attention onto your breath. With the awareness of your breath, unite mind and body in this moment. If thinking arises, just to recognize that, just to know that thinking is there. Whatever happening in this moment, just let it be. Any unpleasant feelings of thinking, just recognize, acknowledge, and make peace. Can end this session by counting three in and out breath, and you can open your eyes. Any questions or comments? Okay, this is someone from Germany. How can I bring joy into meditation? Thank you for sharing your happiness, Najan Hasapanya. Actually, you can't really, the joy is not that you bring it in from outside. Actually, it's come within. The joy comes within, your mind becomes still, and your mind is, when there's a loss of energy, your mind becomes still, and it's naturally you have the joy. So when you're happy, you notice that you have a loss of energy, isn't it? When your energy is low, you normally feel depressed. And that is that the energy actually comes from the stillness. You can't really make it happen and bring, you know, and try to control and make the mind happy. And it can't. It comes naturally when your mind becomes peaceful and calm, and it just naturally you have the joy. It comes naturally. Like, for example, if you don't, sometimes that if you don't control, you just sit there. Even sometimes you have your thinking mind, but if you allow your thinking mind, you let it be, you make peace, you let it be, eventually, you know, because everything won't stay there forever, and eventually it will subside by itself. And when it subside by itself, you feel that the peace and calm come naturally. You can't really control and make it happen. So that's why you need to practice in daily life, present moment awareness, you know, in a daily life. And then when we meditate, it actually is help us whatever we do. We try to do one thing at a time. And, you know, it's okay. We don't try to control thinking. For example, if doing something and then suddenly you think of something else. But most people will just get caught and just suck in and, you know, forgotten what you're doing. But it's okay. Whenever you catch yourself that you wander off, you just bring your mind back, continue just doing what you've been doing. So you're washing, you're coolly washing, doing dishes, you're fully doing dishes. And this is how start to develop your mindfulness. As your mindfulness becomes strong, your mind becomes more alert. And actually it's natural, but you cannot make it happen. So it takes a lot of practice. And also, and some other things also support your meditation, like some other qualities, like practice generosity, giving, because it's part of, you know, letting go. You know, if you can't even let go of your material things, how come you let go of the more subtle level? So this is how it's a whole path of training. You can't just say that, oh, there's no, it's not a remedy. I tell you that you do this, then you'll be happy forever. No, you have to do the job. You have to do the work. You have to train your mind. It's a training. It takes time to train. You know that. When your mind becomes naturally peaceful, and then it's just joy will be there when your mind becomes calm down and still, and the joy comes naturally, and you can't really make it happen. So it just all you need to do is just continue to practice and keep practicing and practicing and practicing. No any other way. There's no shortcut. There's no secret recipe, you know. You just have to train your mind. This is a whole path you need to train. Even your mind wander off 1,000 times or so, you keep bringing your mind back. Eventually, your mind will stay still. This is how you condition your mind. You train your mind. You keep doing that. Keep doing that. And naturally, you look at this morning. I saw, you know, Molly, your dog. She don't go far. She run and she keep coming back. You see, it's naturally with the mind also the same. This is like training your dog, you know. You keep the come back. And then over a period of time, your mind won't wander off too much. It just naturally come back. Maybe sometimes a little bit, and eventually it subsides and it becomes peaceful. The problem is the more you control it, you make it worse. Sometimes you let it be, and even sometimes, yeah, your mind busy, and then you just sit there away, how busy your mind is, and your thinking mind, and then you allow it be, you let it be. Eventually, the mind become peaceful, isn't it? Sometimes you don't struggle, you just sit there, even though, yes, maybe it's that bit thinking there, but eventually you still feel the peace is there, you feel that the calmness is there. And this is how you train little by little. It's a gradual training. So any more questions or comments? Any more questions or comments? Yes, want to say something? Oh. Okay. So we end this session.